God bless Fred West. Welcome back to Bangkok Radio, Swayze. In this exciting episode, we have a talk on Mars, the red planet. Explain changes in format. That comes right at the beginning of the show, and I've written it in the notes. We're going to talk about, is there water on Mars? We're going to talk about the Martian. And then right at the end, we're going to have spoilers. 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 But for now, here's the fucking DJ, you cunts. Okay. Kick off the show. I am Benjamin Mansour. We're being formal today. Sat to my right is Eamon. Sat to his right is Hassan. I thought you were going to do the same joke.
That would be crude.
Are you okay, Hassan?
He's just having a bit of a... just a thing.
My name's Hassan.
There you go.
Just need to get that out.
Okay, you welcome back to Bangkok Radio, Swayze, the show that, if I don't say so myself, was better, you know, has peaked, and now is on a downward spiral.
You do say so.
from, you know, ever since, downward quality. Mm-hmm. It's the best it's ever been. It's the best it's ever been. It's what people...
It's what people should say.
Always say when they know the show is not as good as it used to be, but the show is better than it's ever been. You can prove that by going to YouTube and giving us a 5-star review. Last week, Mr. Steve,
they stopped doing that.
Yeah, now it used to be five stars, and now it's thumbs up, thumbs down. It's a binary choice. Yeah. You can't make decisions on binary choices.
They were saving memory, man.
Is that what they were doing?
Probably. Not.
I don't know, mate. I think it's because the average man will always either give 5 stars or 1 star. Yeah. Because they have no concept of
anything. There's no reason
else
for that middle grey bit. Three or four? I don't know, I'm on the fence.
That's just for politicians.
Yeah.
For fucking Mr. Flip Flap over here.
It's live or die, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Just...
go for it.
So if you liked that witty banter up until this point,
5 stars.
Go to iTunes and give us 5 stars. Last week, Mr. James Yellowlighter gave us 5 stars on iTunes, and this week, he is in the Bahamas. You can make from that what you will. So maybe you'll win a trip to the Bahamas if you give us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Where have we held him up in the Bahamas?
Well, it wasn't actually us. His mum paid him.
Yeah, his mum funded the trip.
He's on his honeymoon.
Well, how do we know his mum?
We don't know his mum.
You don't know his mum.
You guys know his mum.
Intimately.
He's saying he banged her.
Swoosh!
Slushies. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at
BK Radio Swayze.
BK Radio Swayze. You can email us, rather confusingly, I've decided, at ton.velasco@gmail.com.
Do you think
it could
ask that, like?
Very easily be at Gmail at BK Radio Swayze.
Do you think they've ever asked why is it called ton.velasco?
And they'll never know.
They'll never know that. You don't deserve to know that.
Yeah. Once you give us a 5-star review,
you might know.
Then you get a secret email. But you also have to wear a goat's face. So kicking off the show, we've got the top 5 reasons water on Mars.
Could you just say that one more time?
Top 5 reasons water on Mars.
Number 5.
Number 5.
Space crystallization.
Do the fave.
Oh, wow.
That's number 5.
What does that mean?
What does it mean, Hassan?
I was asking that.
Okay, it means like...
Could we just go to our space crystallization specialist, Ben?
Ben.
Hello there, I'm out here on Space Crystallization Island. I'm looking at the sea.
It looks a little windy out there, Ben. Are you okay?
People are always saying to me, is there water on Mars? And I'm looking at it right now, and I'm like, yes, there is, sunshine. But I'll tell you what about this water on Mars. It's not...
It's not...
Do you remember Dasani by Coca-Cola?
We do, Ben.
Which turned out to just be tap water. That's what it sort of tastes like. It tastes like tap water that's been filtered. number of times.
Floated on Mars or...
Probably
on Mars.
Probably. Because
that is where you are.
Okay, so...
What's the crystallization coming to?
Well, before we get into space crystallization, we should probably say... We're going to do a top five reasons for water on Mars. Mm-hmm. Water on Mars is going to be important for this.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know that that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So if you can rewind it and now listen back to those jokes, it's going to be very, very funny. Number four. Evolution. So Azam... why is evolution the fourth most important reason water on Mars?
Could you be as detailed as
please
possible?
Please be detailed.
And scientifically accurate.
It has a lot to do with the first part of the word.
Yeah.
Evo.
Yes.
But it also has a lot to do with the middle part of the word
sure.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Lucian would be the middle of
it. Lucian.
Lucian. And then the last part.
Mm.
Shen
is dog in French.
It's interesting you actually mentioned that because I actually heard that lotion was discovered on Mars initially. I think hand lotion, generally. Body lotion, no, that might have been Pluto. I'm not sure. Not classed as a planet anymore, though, so we don't really know.
Body lotion.
Well, you basically you put all three of those parts of the word together.
Yeah, evolution. No, evolution.
Evolution. And it makes the word evolution.
Wow. And what about that is important about war on Mars?
So, coming in at number three.
We've got slushies, surfer bros, and space bikini babies.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, when I'm on Mars, by what I imagine will be the sea, because there's water.
Fast sea.
I'm going to be drinking a delicious... raspberry blueberry. That's where you get red and blue together because you can't decide.
Mm-hmm.
Slushy, looking at the delicious space bikini babies.
Yeah, but then a surfer dude.
Surfer dude.
An alien surfer dude comes and is like, hey, why are you checking out my space bikini baby?
And I'll be like, hey, bro, back off. I know guys.
Back off, jock.
Be like, hey, do you know the Mafia, Mars Mafia?
I know the Mars Mafia.
I do
365 Mafia of Mars.
But hey, that's my gang.
Coming in at number two. Water is banging.
Whoa.
Water.
That's an actual one.
Here's the thing, right? Water is banging.
Wow.
Have you ever drunk water? Eamon.
Well, only since we were sponsored. Hi, it's me, it's Eamon. Only since we were sponsored on CKC Bangkok Radio Swayze by water.
Oh yeah.
Have I ever tasted it?
Do we have any water in the studio today?
Unfortunately not.
We're not sponsored anymore by them?
Can't really specify on that right now.
They thought we were too extreme, weren't they? Now we're sponsored by Gatorade.
Water is pretty. It's pretty delicious.
It's only been 8 minutes.
We're already at number two. Should we slow it down? Okay, so let me tell you a funny story about water before we get on to number one. So, one time I was sick.
And you drank water.
And I drank water.
Story of your life.
It tasted so good. I've never had anything in my life that tasted this good in my life. I said in my life too many times in that sentence. I want to redo it.
Mm-hmm. Not in your life, then.
In that generation.
Someone else's life.
So if you go to Mars...
Steve?
If you go to Mars, will you never have dry mouth? Is that what they're telling us now?
Yeah.
So scientists have been like, anyone who was nervous about tourism to Mars, you're not going to get dry mouth.
No, no dry mouth.
They're basically saying, if you go to Mars, you'll have the opportunity to swim, shower, refresh yourself...
Put a little bit of water on your toothpaste when you put it.
I wish they would put all the homeless people on Mars and then they would just die.
Yeah.
And
help you us. Guys agree with that, right?
Coming in at number one.
Damn it, Cohagen. Give these people their water.
That's an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Everything is.
Damn it, Cohagen. No, number one was actually God? And
can we talk about Total Recall?
Total Recall, Tortoise.
Recall.
Which one are we talking about? Wait.
Okay, we're talking about God.
Total Recall, the tortoise version.
No.
So the one with the alien inside the guy's belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
That's my favorite.
The alien's called Cohagen.
Yeah. What about the bit
Quaid?
Where it's like a woman, yeah, and she wants to get through customs, but
what do you
she
mean
gets stuck.
2 weeks. Oh, yes.
She gets stuck.
How long are you going to Mars for, madame?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Let's get drilled.
Excuse me.
Drilled. Can you take off your head?
Can you please take off your head? Okay, it explodes.
We're fucking a Swedish
radio anger.
Dickheads.
Dickheads.
Should we add in all the buzz sounds?
What is the bling? Farts.
Cowbell.
Okay, so does water on Mars prove there's God?
Firstly, yes.
Yes,
thank you for
I agree.
Me. I answered fully. Before you asked me. Thank yeah. you. Thank you for that.
I asked because I knew you'd
yes,
say yes.
There is.
Yes. Hassan. Is, oh. Does water on Mars... You were finished, weren't you?
I was now, yes.
Hassan, does water on Mars prove there's God?
It proves that there's water.
Moving
yes,
swiftly on.
But is water God? Amen.
The blue god,
yes. I disagree!
I agree. Poseidon is the new god of Mars. Who Mars was the original god of Mars.
Let me stop you right there.
Oh yeah?
Hassan?
What color will the water be on Mars?
Red.
Awesome.
Do you know cool. when you drink red drink?
Mm. It's tastier than
it
other drinks.
It's better than what blue
yeah,
drink.
It does, it does.
Do you remember Panda Pops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one! Yeah. But actually joint number one, because we couldn't decide, was Mars-themed water parks.
Mm.
What Mars-themed water park are you waiting for the most? Eamon?
Which one are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the one that's based, the ride that's based on Jupiter.
Space Mars.
I'm waiting for the Space Mars slide that's weird. Based on Jupiter.
I see what you mean.
What
so
are you
so
about?
They're gonna have a theme in one of the rides is gonna be
exactly
based on the idea of Jupiter.
You mean the Jupiter theme park?
So when
Mars.
We go
yeah.
so when we go to Mars, they're gonna have a Jupiter theme park.
Yeah, so like the gravity atmosphere is like you're on Jupiter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's for all those Mars folks that
gaseous,
can't afford to make it to
gaseous.
Jupiter. It's a gaseous
planet. Is you know how like
what do the Beetle babies look like on Mars?
Money.
Money?
They look like money.
Sexy babies.
They're golden. They're golden. The little tiny bikini tops. That, you know those
babies.
Bikini tops that connect to the little to the panties. So it's just like one V.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's like a thong on a beetle.
On a beetle.
Baby. I'm talking about them. That yes.
Yeah.
Those be your babies,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The ooze.
That was our top five.
That was our top five reasons why we're on Mars. We expected that to go on a bit longer than it did.
Yeah.
12 minutes is good. You don't want anything longer than that on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, it's good.
Welcome to YouTube.
Bangkok Radio Swayze.
All right, so I'm going to ask a very quick question. Is now, are we going to go on break?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You said the word.
Okay.
Press the buttons and make it happen.
Going to go on break?
We could...
What?
Go
not
going.
No, oh no, that's what, it's already been decided. The year is 267 AE after Earth. As our world crumbled, a scientist had the wits and foresight to prepare a shuttle and launch it towards the nearest habitable planet, Kepler-683. Dr. Jazz, our gracious savior, built the giant tin rocket with enough space to house 50,000 individuals comfortably. Fitted with its own water purification plants, vegetation, and even farm animals. Dr. Jazz's shuttle had everything it needed to make it to Kepler-683, our new home. What the fine doctor didn't factor in to his calculations was the human condition. Soon after his death, the rebel faction rose up against the council and their loyal elite guard. 10 years of bloodshed was to follow. There were no winners. The rebels destroyed all the livestock and water supplies in an act of defiance. Soon after, anyone who'd survived the war died of starvation. The finest minds came aboard Dr. Jazz's ark. Scientists, scholars, artists, politicians. The last of humankind was gone. Except one group of people. In 2000,
BAE, before after Earth. The cloning technique was perfected. Dr. Jazz was an avid classic football fan. In his madness, he cloned a squad of classic players. They were all set to die. But the kind doctor altered the footballer's DNA with the invincibility gene, allowing them to self-sustain through to infinity. During the many revolts, the ship's course was altered. With all the data erased from the ship's navigation unit, there was no way to find Kepler-683. To make things worse, none of our football heroes are able to navigate a spaceship. These men are footballers lost in space. 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 Together, we're gonna find our way. Together, we're gonna find our way. You and I, together.
Footballers Lost in Space is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Live.
Hey, what's up, Pele?
Hey, Lionel Messi.
Hey, Pele.
What you been up to?
Hey, you know, just relaxing in front of the TV, playing the new FIFA 267 by EA. They have the new Alien Leagues. I heard the Lizard United are the best.
You have been sitting here all day and you haven't even done the dishes yet.
Just throw them out the space rubbish chute. No one will know.
Messi, footballers nowadays. You know, in my day, we had not only walk to training, but needed to do all the housework when we got home.
What a year's 267 AE, Grandpa. Your day has passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You cannot talk to a FIFA World Player of the Year like that. Wrong. I can, because I have... Because I've won it 4 times in a row. In your face, RG.
Did somebody say Mourinho? Did somebody say Amin Barji?
Mourinho!
I could go for a carrier.
Hey, Jose Mourinho. Why is none of your housework done?
Hey, it's me, it's Mourinho. What can I say? Eh? I'm a special guy. Eh?
Watch Footballers Last in Space in HD every Tuesday on ITV HDAE.
Bang it.
Hey, have you ever wanted to come down to the place that's red and it's got water parks and it's got beetle babies and surfer dudes and crystallized water?
Yes.
Well, come down to the Bahama Mansion.
In Mars.
Mars Hilton.
Where is it?
On Hilton Mars.
In Mars.
Located just left of the M55 of Mars.
Does the M stand for Mars?
It stands for Mars.
What about motorway?
It's the Mars motorway, so it's MM. Woo! Come down to the MM89 and it's there, right there.
What about the MM69?
Want to see some beetle babies?
Yes. On Mars, anything goes. You can get blowjobbers on the pier.
This is the worst advert for the Hilton ever.
Okay. Welcome back to Bangkok Radio Swayze, the show that earlier on endorsed the horrible murderer, Fred West. Apparently, Rosemary made him do it. That's his wife.
Yeah.
Do you know that song Evil by Interpol?
No.
You know the one that goes, Rosemary, no. Heaven restores you in life.
No, absolutely. We don't know.
You don't know that song?
No.
Neither
not.
Of you.
Me and Hassan don't listen to that.
That what?
Garbage.
That type of music.
What type of music?
You know what I mean.
You gotta say it. Exactly. Gangsta music.
What about it? It was about that.
It's about Rosemary West.
I
didn't know that till recently. I don't know who told me it was.
How hot is Rosemary West? I bet. if he did it for her,
yeah.
Gotta have some banging titties, bro.
She's a murderer. Murderers. You know, Myra Hindley was attractive.
She was
the Whoa!
Wayward opinion.
Can we edit all of that out?
No,
absolutely not.
We never do.
Literally everything that just happened.
None of this is going to be edited.
Can I say that my name is Hassan El-Khoury and I said all those horrible things about Myra Hindley and Rosemary West.
Okay,
so we watched a film called The Martian. Without press passes.
Can you please give us press passes who haven't listened to this?
God? Are you listening? So, we watched The Martian. We paid full price for it.
Fuck off.
From the cinema.
Yeah. Definitely did. It's wrong.
I know, right?
I watched it on a Chinese stream.
Chinese stream? Yeah. You love those Chinese streams.
The people, mainly, I love.
In the stream.
Streaming.
Whoa!
I love streaming them, you know what I mean?
Always coming out with the outrageous comments.
You guys are too outrageous. Too outrageous for radio. That's why we're on the internet. Internet. Okay, just so you know, we no longer spoil movies. We are going to talk about the movie now, and then we will warn you, because at the end of the show, we're gonna get into more spoilery territory. But we'll warn you, you can switch off. If you don't mind, you can continue listening. If you've already seen it, you can continue listening. Your life is golden. We keep you strictly 100 here on Bangkok Radio Swayze. Let's talk about the
0.9%.
Do they not say 100 anymore? Is that the new 100?
I'm just being honest.
I thought you were giving a J Rude the damage of lyric.
No, I'm just I'm keeping that 0.1% to myself.
That's fair enough.
Oh, okay.
The masses don't get that.
Okay.
So awesome.
Matt Damon.
Matt, alright.
Delicious face on
He
that
has
guy.
A beautiful face.
What a delicious face.
Matt Damon is great. He's likable as hell.
Yeah. He is. He's a bit of a Mars baby himself.
What is that true?
I mean, in your opinion.
Okay, so the plot of The Martian, if you haven't seen it, or if you have and you just were like, I don't remember, is...
Why would anyone flail like that? Just be like, oh my god, but I'm about to listen to this podcast about this, and I don't even know what it's about.
I feel like Last Lady at Prom. What? Okay, so the story is, there are space people on Mars.
Wrong.
Wrong people.
Aaron, what's the...
There's astronauts, like.
There's a few Mars babies.
They're astronauts on Mars, and they are doing crop stuff.
Aren't they cosmonauts?
No, that would be Russian astronauts. They're astronauts on Mars. They're doing regular space stuff. And then there's a sandstorm, and they have to leave the planet. In the process of leaving, the most famous astronaut gets hit by a piece of space rock or
rubble.
Spaceship rubble, and he's thrown away, and they make the correct decision to leave him behind before they all die.
It was racial, though. That was a little bit strange.
I don't know.
Because he was a Mars baby.
You didn't get that.
I didn't get that. In fact, there weren't any black people
on
Mars.
Please go on. I don't know why Hassan feels so strongly about it.
I just do. What? When you said the most famous astronaut, you meant because it was Matt Damon. Because
it was Matt Damon.
Okay.
So, astronauts leave, Matt Damon is left behind. As a concept, he is then alone on Mars for X amount of time. We'll save that for the spoilers. X happens at the end of the film. That's the film.
Really?
That's the plot. That's the plot. That's as much as we're going to give away.
So we can play with the fact that they're on Mars.
What did you think of the plot?
In non-spoiler or spoiler?
No spoilers.
None spoiler speak.
Okay.
Cause it's I mean, did you like
concept.
The story?
It's such a new concept.
It's not that new. It's actually... New,
it's pretty new.
It's all movie reviews.
It's almost, basically, a subplot to Interstellar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Essentially.
That. Because there's a spoiler to Interstellar we're not going to get into.
We're not going
to
get into that, no? Where, so we're not going
to... Where they go to Mars.
Okay, we did get into it. All right.
Well, like, that was the first... And I'm sure it was the same thing that you guys thought as well. When I first saw the poster for this, I was like, why are they showing an old poster for Interstellar?
No. Okay, so I didn't think that.
You didn't think that? Just alone.
I thought...
Especially because the film...
emotions.
Because I thought, like, the big words next to Matt Damon's face saying the Martian implied that this wasn't, in fact, a poster for Interstellar.
I was confused.
Especially because the main character in Interstellar was Matthew McConaughey.
But you guys definitely thought it had something, like, to do with Interstellar.
Definitely not.
There was, for a minute, as a joke, I did.
In this podcast.
But then in real... Yeah, just now.
Yeah.
But in real life, no, I never did. Why, Hassan? Did you? You obviously didn't.
So you guys.
Because you have to be a complete mong to think something that stupid.
So you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carry on.
So
go on.
You didn't.
No.
You didn't.
Almost certainly not.
No.
Whatever you're about to say. So. Unless it's banged your mom.
I don't know what's happening.
All right. So, when I saw the front cover, I instantly had...
Sorry, of what? The Martian.
Of the Martian. I instantly had a flashback of a memory of a porno that I did with Benjamin's mum. I don't know why Matt Damon's delicious face just set me right back into that moment.
So
you're
right,
I'm just saying, Ben, the leaked copy of that on the internet, when you saw the picture, it didn't make you think of the porno that I did with your mum.
When I saw that...
With her laughing about you having a mongoloid face, had nothing to do with that.
When I saw those leaked images of that porno, I did think of Interstellar. Because he figures out a way to do, and massive spoiler, he sort of figures out time travel in that film.
Yeah, he does.
So I was like, I wish I could figure out time travel and go back to a time before I saw these pictures.
So the plot is shit, really.
Really? Did you not like
it? Are we talking about The Martian?
The Martian.
I like the idea of the plot. I don't think it's executed very well.
So did you feel unsatisfied?
No, sorry. The feeling is mutual.
Yeah. Were you sort of disappointed coming out of the film as I was partially disappointed?
Oh, I was mega disappointed. Yeah. Okay, so I was going to save it for the end whether you liked it or not, but really, I really didn't like this
film. Really? You didn't like it?
Mega disappointed.
Okay, yeah.
I thought it was average. I thought, but the thing is, did you see it in 3D?
No.
I saw it in 3D.
What did you think?
It's really 3D shit.
Yeah.
but it is in 3D, bro. Yeah. It's in 3D. So there was one bit at the beginning where the sandstorm's happening and there's all this sand flying about and you're like, whoa, that sand is in my face.
Hmm.
But then after that, you're like...
Hmm. And then I saw at the end there was a bit where... I'll stop playing with that. There was a bit where there were nails... floating around someone's head, and they looked like those nails would be in 3D.
Yeah.
Because they just looked kind of weird on the screen.
Or was that when he was
filming the videos?
Yeah, when they were. There was a. And my person who I went to see the film with really wanted to see it in 3D.
So the person you went with, sort of a person. So did you meet up with a person and then go to watch the movie with him?
Have you ever heard of Grindr?
Grindr.
But you know the thing is, regardless of which homosexual friend Ben went with,
which it definitely was.
Yeah,
go on.
Okay.
But like it. We're not spoiling it by saying that when he's on the planet, when he's on Mars, he then finds ways. The whole point of the film is him struggling to survive.
Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah, he finds ways to survive.
Basically.
He finds ways to survive.
I thought that was quite interesting.
Well, no, I thought... Okay, so when you saw... Okay, so my problem with the film is that it's bloated.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, there are scenes of him on Mars, and when you see... So have you guys seen Castaway?
Yeah.
Because that's as close... I think that's the closest film I can think of. Maybe Gravity, because that's also set in space.
This is Castaway, really.
I would say this is Castaway. And on Castaway, Castaway worked because you have... And I think Matt Damon is arguably, like, the closest person to Tom Hanks as you'll ever get. The most likable person in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right? I'd say that's they're both really, really likable. And my problem is, when you watch Castaway, you get the sense that this guy is completely alone. Mm. And he's so alone. And, like, and you're following him through, like, peaks and troughs, and he's like, wow, this is... And, like, that scene where he builds fire, and he's fucking happy as shit. Yeah. You're happy as shit with him. Matt Damon is alone on Mars, and you never really feel like he's alone at all, because of all the other dicks in the movie that they keep cutting back to, and they're just constantly, like, fucking talking and having a nice time.
Yeah.
And he's... And you never actually get, like, just 10 minutes of him completely by himself.
If I could interject.
Please don't.
Amen.
Hassan, you may.
Thank you. No, basically, the film, like, kind of, it goes on that whole idea of human spirit, and that we're all kind of empathetic naturally and stuff. And I think that's what, it's not about... Even though he's alone a million miles away, he ends up building, like, even stronger connections while he's away from Earth because of this altruistic kind of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's what the film was saying. Because I thought, like, what the fuck, you're right, he didn't feel alone the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because everyone was fucking talking to him, like, Michael, well, what's his
so
name?
Michael... Yeah, but they could have, I think they could have... If they had just shown less of what was happening on Earth, and it's sort of like implied that it's happening, and you just had him completely by himself. I mean, they could cut back to Earth every so often, but if they just showed him by himself more, you'd get more of a feeling for what that would be like.
You didn't really get that solitude
feeling. No, you didn't get any solitude feeling at all.
But that's what that's what I had about the film. Like, to be honest, for me, a lot of the middle bit of the film with Matt Damon cultivating and all that crap, like, I really felt like that could have just been a montage. Like, that whole bit of the film, I was like, that's not interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, watching him dig and then do this. I mean, it was interesting for like a bit, a few minutes. It was like a gimmick. And then I was like, that it could have just been a montage. It's also, really dragged out.
So that leads me on to another problem I had with the film. The best science fiction deals with problems that human beings of today can actually sort of consider. So, like, you have films where science fiction, for the most, like, a lot of it, and I imagine this film would be the premise and the basis is loneliness. And you're meant to, and all human beings understand loneliness. But instead, this film was like, we're going to focus on science and, like, realistic, weird, kind of made up and shitty, but science. And it's like, I mean, yeah, you're watching sci-fi, you expect a bit of science, but for the whole film, to be just them chatting shit about science.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where one of the space engineers is just like, we're gonna have to reroute the OS and jump into the code and sort of adapt it. And then one guy was like, in English, please? And I was like, you're a fucking astronaut. I understood what she said, and I don't... I use fucking Internet Explorer. And I know what she just said. She's going into the operating system. OS X, it's Macintosh. and this guy's like, in English.
Space travel.
Okay,
their spaceship looked banging.
The film... Okay, I will say this. Looked amazing. When they showed clips of him in Mars looked fucking like beautiful.
All the cinematography space was pretty good. Amazing. In space, like, when they were flowing around and everything, like,
going on to the
what was that spoiler that you just said at minute 28?
going on to the effects, the visual effects, like, I was agreeing with both of you, so actually my point is pretty unvalid.
It's mute. Go ahead, Ben.
So I was going to go on to the...
It was great. That's it.
So
you liked the film, basically, yeah?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, so average. I mean, I thought it was okay. To be honest, like, as soon as that came out, I kind of hated it straight away because I had super high expectations and didn't think it was going to be like a sort of MacGyver in space type film.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I thought about it for a little while, I was like, actually, it was okay compared to films, you know, generally out this year and things like that. Mm-hmm. But for when I came out immediately, I was like, no, I hate that film.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it at all. But you're, Ben, you're saying you hate it.
I don't like it. I really don't like it. Yeah. I think it's a really bad film. I will go. Alright, let's talk about the performances. I think I wish Michael Pena was in it more.
Yeah, he can't really do any wrong.
He's amazing. He's so funny. He's only in two scenes, and he's really funny in both of them. Matt Damon, obviously, really good actor. But I think there was no, nothing. Everything just sort of worked out. Yeah. Like, even when there was a problem, 2 seconds later, they were like, "Oh, here's a solution for this problem." And you're just like, well, then what was the point in having the problem in the first place? Yeah.
It felt like Matt Damon wrote the film, if you know what I mean.
Do you think so?
It just felt like that.
With Ben Affleck?
Maybe, yeah.
I think, the things, and these are spoilers right here.
Well,
when
he takes off
his shirt.
Okay.
That's it. That big is a spoiler.
All right.
No, really, when he takes off his shirt twice.
What?
I counted.
Hassan was counting.
The thing is that it seemed like he might have asked Ridley Scott, or even demanded from Ridley Scott, I need to have half naked scenes here.
Yeah.
Because they were like,
because the guy looked good.
He looked good. He looked delicious, as
you
I was saying. For, yeah.
Yeah.
But
did hear that, yeah.
But he, but really, you didn't need it. You did, like,
they needed it at least once.
Maybe once, but when he was fucking injured at the beginning.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to be half naked to deal with your injury. But then there was, one moment where he finished, doing something in his plantation. Then he just took his top off and just walked around.
I mean, that was just...
And then it was end scene.
Yeah.
And I was like...
That was just for you.
Why did you have a scene?
That was literally for Hassan.
That was a bonus scene for you.
So I could say the delicious remark
that
for,
was just a little
for a
nod
fourth time.
From that day.
All right, what did you guys think of the music?
Music.
Do you even remember?
Music
it?
Was uninspiring for a space film.
Uninspiring.
It was
is
really
exactly the word I would use to describe.
Yeah, I mean, for a space film,
you.
Thank you.
I watched this film 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
The music was
forgettable.
Yeah,
very forgettable. It seems.
The problem with it is that it was all disco.
Mm.
Ah, yeah. Do you remember the music?
Yeah.
Peaks
and troughs there.
So the
delete all of that because it's got me fucking screaming.
The problem is that the music. So the whole way through the film,
it was that
you have every character complaining about disco.
Yeah,
and then that was all the fucking music they played, and you're just like, well, don't. If every character in the film hates it, what makes you think I want to fucking hear it?
And they picked the baitest.
And the shittest
and the most obvious disco.
Yeah.
And it was off the back of a joke, basically.
It was
one joke that he made, and then it just was the running theme for the whole film.
Yeah.
This is going to be music, and he's going to say this joke about 4 or 5 times.
Honestly, the music was complete garbage. You could have... And there's... sci-fi is, a lot of the time, is really important. The sound and the music is really, really
what
important.
What music did you want? Did you want...
orchestral.
I just wanted... I wanted this song. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow.
Bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. It's already taking me.
And the Oscar... for shittish soundtrack.
shittiest guy
on the soundtrack.
Shittiest guy award.
Benjamin Mentor. But so I mean, sound was good.
Yeah, no, it was just awful.
Visual
music was so plain and rubbish.
Visual effects were
amazing. Yeah.
I think that was pretty much the only thing that made it a memorable film.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't even say it was a memorable film.
So what are your, quickly, what, just
it
wrapping
could
this
have
up,
made it a memorable
what are
film.
Your final thoughts on The Martian?
It's average.
Average.
Pass. I would say pass.
I'm going to give it 10 out of 10. I really loved it.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. All right, so...
which is not a spoiler.
It's fully a spoiler.
It's obvious.
That's fully
obvious.
Because it's fully. Of course, you can't say that.
We're in spoilers.
No, we are.
I just said we are.
No, yeah, but we're not.
Now we are.
No, we are.
I just said a spoiler, bro.
We're well into spoilers.
It's a spoiler. No, but it was so obvious.
Yeah, but it's... No, you can't.
I mean,
that's the definition. That's the whole reason we started the spoiler section.
This is the spoiler section.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because you have to end the show. You have to. We have to do the whole. You can find us on iTunes. Stop listening now if you don't want to hear spoilers thing.
Over now, bro. That's gone. That ship sailed, bro.
So are we gonna edit?
What we're gonna do? We're gonna edit all of it. I was just gonna say we'll just edit that one thing that you said, and then leave all that in so people are like, I missed it. What did they say? Who will have
this cheese?
And then also at that time,
just write down we'll have that it is now. It's and cheese delete again. Everything.
Okay, so
what the fuck are we gonna do with this whole lump of shit, man?
We're gonna have it, and it's gonna be beautiful.
Let's go into an ad.
No, let's end the show then, fuck's sake.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. What
the fuck?
No. Right,
yeah? It wasn't made clear.
Okay, so that is the end of our talk, of our non-spoiler talk on The Martian. We are now going to get into spoilers.
So Hassan, what were you saying about spoilers?
No. You can, if you enjoyed this, remember, you can leave now without hearing spoilers, but remember to go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review.
Or £5.
Or £5 at more the valuable. Donate page. So we also have a Stitcher. Hassan, can you give us the details of the Stitcher, please?
Just type in Stitcher. Stitcher. Radio Swayze.
Dot radio.
Swayze.
Swayze.
Dot radio Swayze.
Eamon, can you give us the details of the Twitter page?
Yes, it's at BK Radio Swayze.
Like Bangkok.
And I will give you the details of the Facebook.
Ben, could you?
Ben will. It's Bangkok Google search Bangkok Radio Swayze cool Facebook.
That was like an action list.
Cool Kids Club.
Cool Kids Club. Yeah, it's but so I think baffling. If you find
we've got three different
things.
It's so fucked
and you can
up.
Email us at don.folasco@gmail.com. don.folasco@gmail.com.
I like the way that
you
works.
Can email any words to us. We will say any words, just email us, bro. A few weeks ago, Danny Glover tweeted us, how does that feel, internet? Thank you for listening. If you want, you can continue listening to the spoilers. If not, then what we'll do is just say bye now, and you can feel awkward about yourself. But Hassan, you were saying spoilers.
He took off his top.
Yeah.
That was a spoiler.
That was...
Because I was just sitting there guessing, trying to think.
Is he going to take
what is his nipples going to look like? What do they look like? Do you know what I mean? What are they going to look like?
They look like...
On Mars, do they look different?
They look like coins.
They look like perfect little coins.
Perfect little coins.
Like Roman coins.
Little Roman coins.
Little Roman...
Do you ever get a coin?
But it was... Sorry, I wanted to interrupt Ben's joke quickly.
There's an impressive chest.
Yeah, but no, I wanted to just cut him off completely. But I wanted to also mention that about the take off the shirt thing. Isn't that necessary for the later scene where they show that he's all decrepit? And
Oh, yeah.
So that it was necessary that he takes his shirt off.
Yeah, I guess to show the contrast.
At the end of the film, Matt Damon is completely decrepit. Which I got the impression that wasn't actually Matt Damon because he had the towel
over
his face.
Part of it was CG'd and part of it just wasn't him because you could never see his face.
He couldn't have a face.
You didn't see his face at all.
But like in The Machinist for Christian Bale,
he
was fucking in.
He went fully in.
I don't think that. Also, I honestly got the impression that nothing really went wrong.
Yeah.
Like there was a scene where he's doing the plants and he's like, woo! And he gets just blown up. And then the scene later, he's just like, well, I guess I gotta fix that now.
That's
and then
the next
scene, he fixed it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was all really jokey. And at no point of him being alone on Mars with basically no prospect of ever going back home, did he ever be like, oh, I'm kind of depressed and upset and scared?
No, he was
like perfectly cash and happy-go-lucky the whole time.
The whole time. Like, mega
apart
cash.
From maybe the last bit where he's nearly dead floating in space. And then even then, you're like... He's gonna make it.
Yeah, but even then, he was still busting jokes. Like, even when his ship was rotating in space, floating, seconds away from possibly being rescued, but probably not because the rope was too short. He was still like, don't worry about it, it's cash. I'm just going to pop this hole in my glove and I'm just going to Iron Man my way to you. And I was like,
literally says, I want to be Iron Man.
Also, can I just say, Iron Man at that point would be about 100 years old.
He would.
Right? Yeah, so no one's making Iron Man references that far in the future. Yeah, no one's fucking busting.
Holy shit, that is like, a proper fuck up.
I'm not going to be like fucking Citizen Kane my way out of it. Like fucking, or a lesser known film.
That's
a
continuity era right there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even cut that, actually.
Year was it, though?
No one, they didn't say. They don't say. Also, this could have probably been said during the regular episode, not the spoiler part of the episode. What the fuck was up with that soul shit? It's Soul 47. Why didn't they just say Day 47?
Oh, yeah.
Why did they have to say some dumb
word?
I
imagine that's
day?
Because the days are different. It's not 24
hours. The days are different on Mars? So the days are different on Mars? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
you
true.
Still call them days.
True.
I'm still from fucking...
So at least Mars Day.
Call it Mars Day.
How many Mars Days has it been?
MD
Soul. When I first heard it, I was like, that's some fucking...
I played Dark Souls, and the currency is souls.
Yeah.
So when they were like, Soul 200, I'd be like, that's not that many souls.
I thought about you thinking about that.
But I guess that, like... That
joke's for Ziad when he listens to this
episode. When you first see that whole... where it goes... Like soul
that
one,
part,
yeah. Then you're like, you're gearing yourself up like there's going to be a lot of science.
That's not even science. That's just the day for sun. That's the word for sun
in
Spanish.
It took me a moment and I was like, it's science time. Because I'm confused right now.
Just like, sci-fi. So they do save him in the end.
Also,
and then he becomes a lecturer. And the kids in his lecture... are wearing fucking hats. I was really angry about that. These guys are in a fucking NASA lecture, and he's a dude wearing his cap. There are like three, probably Iranian dudes, wearing their sunglasses on their head and leather jackets. And I'm like, you're in fucking a space lecture. What are you doing?
Are you taking note of that for the racial commentary?
Yes,
role?
I am.
And we're not editing that.
No, we're not.
That's staying
yeah.
in. That's staying
it's,
in.
Yeah, because it's true.
It's true.
Can we change it to Persian?
No, we can't.
Because that's less but more understandable.
No, right.
If they were wearing sunglasses on their goddamn head.
Who were? The Iranian guys that you said.
The Persian guys.
Can we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Can we
wrap this up? So my main problem. I said I would stop doing that, didn't I?
You did.
So my main
and
problem.
Racial
was
slurs.
Every time he had a problem, they solved it a minute later. And you're like, what's the point in having the problem then? Because if it's just solved in a minute, fuck it, don't have it at all. If they spent like 10 minutes, if they had less problems and longer time solving them, they'd be more tense.
Well, I think it was kind of going along with the basic structure of like most Hollywood films, on that there's got to be a problem, like a kind of like, I saw one lecture on films and he was basically saying, in your script, it was some bullshit lecture guy, he was like, in your script need to have 5 uh-oh and 5 oh shit moments and 1 eureka moment or some shit like that.
Right.
And it kind of was following that kind of...
Except they had a eureka moment every 2 fucking scenes.
And I felt like it was more of a comedy, to be honest, the film. Because there were so many like cheese, nerd, space jokes. That
they should have gone all out, yeah.
Yeah, they should have just fully finished off and made it a comedy.
Ridley Scott hasn't really made any good films recently.
Gladiator.
Probably sad about his brother.
He makes it, which is not a spoiler.
Thank you for listening.
Alright, well, nice.
I wish we didn't laugh at that point. So should we just end it?
No, I like how it's ending now.
Do you think just end it at sorry about his brother and then just cut to black silence? Or should we end it like last week where we at that point start playing the music but then have us talking over the music?
He makes it, which is not a spoiler. He makes it, which is not a spoiler. A spoiler. A spoiler. A spoiler.